Good morning. Time again for Moments of Melody. 5 minutes designed to help you begin your day. The night before a scheduled attack, many soldiers wrote letters to their parents. The chaplain who censored the mail was unable to read them until after the battle had taken place. When he did, he found two were in the same handwriting, one penned before and one after the brief but intense engagement. In the first, the young soldier wrote his mother, "I vow to God that if I come through tomorrow, I'm going to be a better man." The second letter, written after the danger was over, was addressed to a friend in another regiment. "I've just come through a scorcher up front. If you can get leave and meet me in Paris, boy, we'll go out on the town." The vow made in the face of great danger had been quickly forgotten. The Lord Jesus, in our verses today, has some stern things to say about being a real disciple. Now the Sacred Scriptures. We're reading from the Gospel according to Dr. Luke. There was a time when the Lord Jesus had gone out to pray, and his disciples were with him. And he asked them, "Who do the multitudes say that I am?" They answered, "John the Baptist. Others say Elias. Others that one of the old prophets has returned to life." Then he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" And Peter answered, "Thou art the Christ, whom God has anointed." He laid a strict charge upon them, bidding them to tell no one of it. "The Son of Man," he said, "is to be much ill-used and rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be put to death, and rise again on the third day." And he said to all alike, "If any man has a mind to come my way, let him renounce self and take up his cross daily and follow me. He who tries to save his life will lose it. It is the man who loses his life for my sake that will save it. How is a man the better for gaining the whole world if he loses himself, if he pays the forfeit of himself? If anyone is ashamed of acknowledging me and my words, the Son of Man will be ashamed to acknowledge him when he comes in his glory with his Father and the holy angels to glorify him. Believe me, there are those standing here who will not taste of death before they have seen the kingdom of God." Well, what do you think? Is it better to gain the whole world and lose yourself, lose your soul? So many today seem determined to gain the world, and they neglect their never-dying souls. Without Jesus, you have nothing at all.